Greetings, this is James Gennell with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We're also simulcasting on eSETI Stargate. And tonight's show, because of our last show with Jonah, he's our volunteer science advisor. We thought it'd be best for him to host this show because this is going to get into some technology and some other things that are falling down that line. So whoever is best qualified is who we have on the air. Without any further ado, here's Jonah with Roman.
Okay, hello everybody. It's Jonah here at eSETI Ranch, and I'm here with Roman Lucient, I believe that's his. He's currently lives in Australia, but he's from France, and he's going to share with us some pretty cool technology that he's been working on and some other updates of what's going on in Europe. So let him introduce himself to you, and then we'll get into what we're going to talk about.
Right, everyone, thanks Jodo for having me here tonight. So my name is Roman Lucian, or Roman Light. People know me online under the name Roman Light. I am, yes, a French citizen living in Australia for the last 6 years. I have a background in many different fields, from advanced mathematics to sacred geometry, quantum physics, new type of healing methodology using many types of new type of energy and a new understanding about how reality operates, what is the sublayer substance of creation and how it's organizing itself through different type of downloading and research. So I end up being in the SAT range by coincidence.
We could say that, but I like to believe that it wasn't coincidence at all, but we can get into that.
And I also happen to be one of the guy who exported the Yellow Vest movement in the English realm, because the most of the French people are not really good in English, and I was a part of the Yellow Vest movement from day one. So I did a lot of videos and interviews to explain really what the Yellow Vest movement is about. And that introduced me to many, many people across the globe, which now I'm trying to connect to bring, let's say, a better paradigm for our civilization.
Yeah, so we're gonna get into that a little bit later. But first, just as we talked last week with James, I was talking about how myself and my partner in Harmony Holistics have been introducing plasma technology based on Keshe, the Keshe Foundation, here at the ranch over the last 2.5 months. So, but what's really cool here is Roman's going to be able to help and show me how we can start to incorporate some of his technology and the sacred geometry into more of what how I put together that plasma technology. So we were using, just a quick recap, primarily I'm using rings with the plasma in it to create a field. And the little bit of sacred geometry that I was using is I was making sure that things added up to 9, for example, the volume added up to 9, the length of them added up to 9, and things like that. But there's so much more to the sacred geometry than what I know, and I'm actually really excited to learn from Roman so that I can start to incorporate that into what I'm doing here for the ranch and elsewhere. So, Roman, if you want to give us a little or a bit of some detail on that, that'd be fantastic.
On the maths and geometry aspect?
Yeah, just the sacred geometry. Let's go there first.
So it all started for me about 5-6 years ago. One day I was doing some research on Nassim Haramein's work and Marco Rodin. Marco Rodin, which pushed the vortex mathematics to the public. And by trying to reconcile the vortex mathematics symbol and Nassim Haramein's geometry patterns of the vacuum, I ended up discovering the symbol that I show you this morning that maybe we will add to the editing, which is incorporating a whole language around numbers, geometry, and creation. And It took me many years to understand how deep this symbol was operating and what is the significance. And to be honest, even today, we are not measuring the depth of it. So, yeah, so I share with you like that language between numbers and how the form and the shape of each numbers are producing an information, and that information combined with other numbers creates an order that can now be understood in a way that can be applied to modern physics.
Yeah, because one of the things that everything is based on, too, is some of the work that Tesla did. Like, one of his famous quotes is if you understand the relation between 3, 6, and 9, you'll understand the universe, everything there is to know in the universe. And when you showed me that symbol today, it was so elegant in how 9 is in the center, which represented unity. And then you had the second ring was
3, 6, 3, 6, 3, 6,
which was duality, and then
1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5. And you have Trinity, which is 1, 4, 7, the masculine numbers, and 2, 5, 8, which is the feminine numbers.
And we're gonna hang on to that point because we're gonna bring that whole idea, the whole concept up when we sit and talk about the yellow vest a little bit later on, because I found that actually really fascinating when we were chatting earlier about that. Now, so how do you think I can use or take advantage of using the sacred geometry in some of the plasma work that you've seen here? And actually, before we even get to that, let me you've had a chance to use some of the technology that we've started to create here, and what's your feedback on that? I'm really curious. And what's your, and if there's any history with Keshe as well too?
Yeah, I have an history with Keshe because I studied the Keshe technology probably 4 years ago, and well, I felt that there was energy emanating from it, but back in the day, I was accumulating way too many technologies. I was like playing with...
I kind of was in the same boat.
Negentropic magnetic field. I was playing with high voltage toroidal coil field and structured water, quantum entanglement. So I was to a point where I couldn't even understand which one was doing what. And life and synchronistically, over the last 2 years, I had to put all those technology aside. So I was like literally naked. And when I came to the ranch, I was actually going through a lot of emotional trauma. And thanks to those necklaces, like the pain that I had in my heart, which was really up to the point when it was unbearable, slowly disappeared and slowly dislocated in just a few seconds. It was really amazing to experiment. And even now, like just a few minutes ago, like half an hour ago, I was in a really, really bad emotional state because I didn't have them around my neck. I sit down on your chair and I have to admit, in just about a few minutes, all my emotional pain disappeared. I was still fuzzy, and I'm in that state of fuzziness, let's say. But since I wear them around my neck, my emotional pain is under control, which is huge. It's huge.
Well, that's always been the feedback that I've gotten from everybody that has used them, is that it allows us to process the emotions that are coming up without becoming panicked or paranoid or any of those things. So seeing that happen for you pretty quickly was pretty, you know,
it was awesome. You know, there's a point where the mind always wants to understand things and you want to use logic to explain things. And the truth is that logic is not always the best way to have that relationship with creation. Like creation is a mysterious substance, and mind can understand some aspect of it, but there's a huge other aspect, which is emotions that will go way beyond over the mind's control. And there's a point where understanding is great, but at the end of the day, we are interested in what works. So if it works, I don't need to understand how deep is it, how complicated it is, or how deep can it work. It works, that's it.
Yeah, well, that's so, it's great. It's great. Every time I see somebody change and they're able to work through whatever challenges that they're having, it just makes me feel really great to do that.
I also had another experience now that I think about it. In December, last December, I was in France, and I was walking down the stairs, and I just fell in the stairs and fell into my hip, which was really painful. And I just like, oh, wow, it's just so painful. And I don't know why, I just remembered that I had those Keshe patches that you can put around your hip. Mm-hmm. And I just asked my dad, yeah, please, can you just bring me that thing? Because I don't know, like it's really painful. I don't know. I don't have anything else here, so can you just bring it and we'll see. And I remember quite clearly that after just 4 or 5 minutes, because this one was a really physical pain, which is different from the emotional pain. The emotional pain is not really tangible. It doesn't have its roots in the body. But when you have roots in the body, well, I have to admit that in just 5 minutes, the pain is starting to reduce by 50 to 80%. And then another 15 minutes later, like it was barely disappeared. So yeah, I still wear that thing around my hip for a few days, and the bruise like nearly was gone in just 2 or 3 days. And I'm sure you have many examples like that.
There's been many, actually, yeah.
So guys, it works. For those who don't understand it, well, that's too bad. Just try it, and you'll see. Like that's the best advice that I can give. Just try it, and you'll see.
Yeah, because ultimately, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter why.
Yeah.
What matters is does it help? Does it assist us getting through whatever it is that we're working on? Whether it's physical pain, whether it's emotional pain, whether it's mental anxiety, it really doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Headaches, I know that it has a lot of effects for like many, many things. It's not a miracle. Like, let's be honest, like if you have like a dislocated shoulder or like if your back is completely broken, like it's not going to fix everything. But for all those things, like it's good to have one at home just in case. If one day you're going through a very tough time, maybe the harder thing would be to think about it and be like, oh yeah, maybe this can work. But right now I'm going in a very difficult moment in my life, so I think I'm going to wear them for a few days, yeah. Just in case. And yeah, there's no side effect, there's no nothing. It's just, and if you don't want to wear them all the time, you can have them in your pocket, or you can sleep with them next to your bed. As long as your field is close to them, it works. So that's my experience.
So now let's swing back to some of the stuff that you're doing. How do you think I can incorporate more sacred geometry into what I'm doing now that you've seen some of the stuff?
Well, simply by designing sacred geometry in plasma, for example. Like I was just thinking about how one of the most important geometry we know is the dodecahedron, which is the geometry of the ether. Like it's a 12 times pentagon. It's 12 pentagon, which is 12 times 5. The pentagon is the symbology of the pentagram. The pentagram is incorporating the golden ratio in all its proportion. So it's the universal substance of in which you can put all the other platonic solid. So I just had this idea. I didn't have time to mention that to you, that you should actually build dodecahedron. Sorry, so you create 12 pentagon in the GANs, and you just connect them together, and you can try to make something that is big enough so people can sit inside, and I believe the effects are going to be pretty powerful. Or you can just try with a small one and just like douse a little bit around and find a vortex spot that will just amplify the energy. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, that's cool. Well, I definitely now have a project along with a few
that's
more.
That's an idea. I have many ideas, but this one is not too complicated. Yeah.
Before you leave, I'll have to pick his brain, and we're going to get some pretty exciting stuff moving forward. Because I think there is the technology, the way I'm implementing the technology is very passive. There's really no moving parts. There's no external power source or anything like that. But if we can incorporate other technology that can amplify or assist in what it's doing. I mean, that's really what we want to be trying to do.
So if you're interested in that, I recommend you and all the audience to have a look to the work of Robert Grant on Instagram.
Okay, yeah.
You will find a lot of new pattern, new way to understand the relationship between constant of the universe, including the speed of light, gravity, the fine structure constant, the Mastroianni constant, the Euler number, like all those numbers and those constants that are used in physics, but they don't understand where. We are starting to crack the code of how those constants are related to each other around geometry. And the more we're going to understand that thing, the more we're going to build things that will be in line with natural laws and the laws of creation. So yeah, you guys can just have a look online and just see and just get inspired, because he's inspiring a lot of people.
All right, well, I definitely have my homework cut out for me here. So why don't we shift gears a little bit, and why don't we tell us a little bit about what's going on in Europe, you know, from your perspective. Because over here, we really don't hear much. I mean, for me personally, I only see the odd tweet coming in on Twitter because that's kind of what I follow. But you don't hear anything. Like it's like there's a vacuum. Complete vacuum. And I'm sure it's like that in Europe too. They're probably not hearing about anything that's going on in the US or very little.
Just a little bit, like always Trump doing some weird
right, but you're not hearing the truth is what I'm saying.
Well, the truth is not really in the mainstream media, and Facebook and YouTube are controlling the way information spreads. So if your question is about what's going on with the Yellow Vest movement in Europe, the Yellow Vest movement is a movement that is trying to bring back sovereignty of the individuals as the number one priority of our civilization, because we've been a little bit too far in the so-called democracy, which is absolutely not a democracy in any ways. Like the concept of voting for someone, which actually means electing someone. So when you elect someone, you do not vote anymore. Voting is expressing your free will. And when you elect someone, you actually give away your capacity to make decisions to someone. So it's creating a lot of distortion, because creation is a relationship between consciousness and time, as I explained that to you. So the way it normally works is that consciousness is wishing something and want something through free will. Yeah. And then the field is responding something to you to allow you to live synchronicity, events, and all that. When you give away your free will to another person, that other person is going to impose decision on you using your own free will. This person will never get really the effect of the decision that they make, because they're always like untouchable. And you will actually pay for decision that you haven't made, which is creating a lot of distortion in the way natural laws operate. Because in the natural laws, we make things and we learn from the consequences. By electing someone, which is by giving away your electricity, by giving away your power, so the person can go on charge, he can take power over you and be elected, he can then use the energy of your consciousness for its own purpose. And what this element is doing to human is it just drive them mad, just drive them crazy, because that energy, like if you are a wise person, you can actually become a channel and just know that you're not powerful, calm down your ego, and let that energy manifest and flow through you. But if you're a psychopath, the way we've been producing many, many of them through many years of emotional trauma, intellectual trauma, and misleading information, when the people are going to receive all that energy, what they're going to take is like, I am powerful, I am capable of doing everything. And that's when they do, like,
well, they don't do anything you
massacres.
Want.
Yeah. And that's what we are seeing now. We're seeing the end of that pyramidal structure that actually put too much power to small people and put too much frustration to people who cannot really explore and experiment their own free will. And that frustration is building and building and building, and one day or another, this energy will have to be released. And that's what I felt in December when the Yellow Vest movement started, on the 17th of November exactly. I felt that there was something that was building in France for a few months, because people were very, very quiet. And I was like, what's going on here? Like, people are so quiet. Like, the president was just doing horrible laws and stupid things and exactly the opposite of why he has been elected. And people slowly started to say nothing. And I was like, what's going on in my country? Like, why people, normally people are just striking and protesting for stupid reason, and they became very quiet.
It's almost like they turned off. Like, it's like they turned the switch off.
It's the silence before the storm, you know? It's the wave retract before the tsunami is coming.
Yeah.
And when the tsunami started on the 17th of November, like, we were just all shocked to see how all of us felt that wave coming, and like, wow, okay. So the media basically said it's just like French people don't want to pay more tax on petrol. Well, the price has been nearly doubled in a year, so like it's not just that French are protesting for nothing, which is true, by the way. But there was like real something that was building, 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 and all this energy has been expressed by blocking the highways and protesting for now 8 months. So if you guys are not aware of that, Google, go on YouTube, Yellow Vest movement, and you will see like horrible videos showing how the police had beaten up their own citizens. We have, I think, 8,000 people injured, 8,000 citizens. We talk about moms and dads and teenagers and elders. We talk about, it's not political. It's not like good or bad people. It's just a whole population mistreated by the police. 8,000 people. We have more than 2,000 people incarcerated for protesting. We have more than 45 people who lost an eye because the police are shooting us with a plastic bullet.
Well, let's talk about the police here for a minute, because some of the tweets that I have seen, they're showing armored personnel carriers with police, but they're not French. These are they got all the European Union logos on all of their equipment.
Well, as much as I would love to blame Europe for that, we had some police coming from Europe, yes, but unfortunately, not all the mistreatment is coming from
No, but there's still there. But I mean,
there are some, but unfortunately, it's also coming from French people, French moms and dads who basically obey without asking questions. And this is what is the most heartbreaking. Like we had another lady on the 14th of July, which was the 230th anniversary of the French Revolution, that has been shot in the face by a French cop. And she lost an eye. Like you can find her picture online. The eye is bleeding. She was like probably a 50, 55 years old lady, just protesting and being present for the 14th of July. And you're like, really?
So are we witnessing the second French Revolution? Do you
100%
feel that?
Sure. Like, yeah. And I predicted that early stages. I said, guys, we already reached the point of no return. So now something is going to happen. Why? Because we identify the core problem of our so-called modern democracy. And we call that the referendum initiated by the citizens.
Yeah, I like this. But before we get into Rick, I just want to go over... You were talking about the pyramid where too much is on top and the people at the bottom. And when you think about it, that's the masculine side of the duality within that sacred geometry that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a very unbalanced pyramid because it's only pointing up. And in creation, everything is separated horizontally. So you have the horizon that separates the air and the fire, the atmosphere and the sun and stars, from the water and the earth. So the horizon is separating horizontally that which is above and that which is below. So the triangle pointing up is actually creating a force that goes up and indeed produces too much stress to the people on the top.
Which is where we've been for millennia.
So what is missing is actually the triangle pointing down. And the triangle pointing down, which is more the feminine aspect of it, is bringing back the power to the individual. And what it symbolized through that triangle pointing down is that the individual can also influence the people in power. And that's what is missing in this geometry. Like the triangle is a tetrahedron in three dimension. And when it's counterbalanced by a second triangle, it becomes balanced and through the geometry of the Merkaba or the Star of David or the Solomon symbol, which is basically an hexagram. An hexagram, which is double triangle, is a perfectly balanced geometry that...
So that's what you guys are really, when you take a step back and you look at the bigger picture, that's in essence what you're doing.
That's what the French people understood. Not initially, to be honest. Like initially there was maybe less than 1% of the movement who understood the RIC. But after just a few weeks, 95% of the people knew about it. And later the polls actually show that 80% of the French population, not just the Yellow Vest, wants the referendum initiated by the citizen in the constitution. But guess what the president said? Even if 80% of the people wants it, not a chance. We're never going to give you that.
Right. So what's the end game then, primarily?
End game is that it's just going to be painful. That's it. Because if we cannot negotiate with the government, if we have 8,000 people injured and the president refused to even acknowledge that there's any people injured by the police, it's never going to stop. The machine has been launched now, so there's many options. We can wait for the next election and elect someone that will just be in charge of taking back the power to the individual. We can think that there's going to be a civil war. We can think that it's going to be bloodbath. We don't know. We don't know. We just know that we come to a point where the people want something, and the people in power say, not a chance. You're never going to get it. And the amazing thing, so do you want me to talk about the RIC now?
I think the RIC's great. I think what you're suggesting here, and I think it is a wonderful idea that definitely needs to be spread around the world, and does it brings that balance from being too much of the masculine side and bringing in the feminine, which is really what even the whole ascension process here that we're all a part of is about, re-anchoring and bringing back in the divine feminine. And here's a tool that is actually doing that, is actually going to do that on the political spectrum. So I find that actually really fascinating. So
this is my personal color to integrate sacred geometry in the understanding of that global revolution that is happening, because that's my stuff. So
But it's true.
It makes total sense.
I mean, that's what I see.
It makes sense. So the masculine is very directional, so it's a triangle that points up and a triangle that points down, but there's also an aspect which is the circle that is around, and that circle is really the feminine,
right,
where each point is equidistant from the center, which is the whole energy of the feminine energy, which is bringing that balance between aspects, and that's why that symbol is so powerful, like my mathematical symbol, yeah, is so powerful, because you have the double triangle, you have the circle, and then you have the second circle and the third circle, so you have the three circles,
yes,
which is the Atlantean mathematics, by the way, and that's something that I discovered later.
All right, okay, yeah.
I tell you, there's layers and layers and layers and layers into it.
Go along.
And by the way, for those of you who are interested, you can find my work on the sacredarithmetic.com for those who are interested. Just to even just see the symbol. But the circle is showing that equidistant energy that needs to allow each individual to be sovereign in its own way. No one is above others.
Right.
Like, we're all human beings. We're all sitting on our bum when we go to the toilet. No matter if you're queen or not, that's what's happening. So no matter how many titles, no matter how much intelligence, or no matter how much knowledge you can get, that idea that some voice are more important than others is what we recognize as a mistake. And we want to replace that dominance system by a more collective intelligence concept, which is very that circle aspect that says, well, I don't know everything, you don't know everything, they don't know everything, but all together we can get access to everything. So the whole idea is to stop that ridiculous, very masculine idea of specialization, where because we're going to be specialized, it's going to be better. Well, think again, buddy, because what I think is my biggest skill is my capacity to have that holistic perspective, that integrate things that seems to be very separated, which used to be the true wisdom of the ancient civilization. Mm-hmm. Like they used to call people like me polymaths. Polymaths is people that can combine different material, different matter, different mathematics, and
ideas,
holding them into one and starting to see how everything is connected, instead of just saying, oh, my thing is the only truth. Because this is really how the ego works. The ego is like, there's one truth and it's mine. Where when you think a little bit and take a little bit of distance, you're like, well, my view is only a view. It's just a perspective. Like, it's actually a very, instead of being open, it's actually getting closer and closer, which means that your perspective getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And you cannot see the world. You cannot interact with reality if you are reducing and reducing and reducing your perspective. You need actually to do the opposite. You need to open it. And the more you will open it, the more you're going to absorb like the whole experience. Because like the way we think science today is like saying, well, look at reality with your eyes, but don't use your ears, don't use your body, don't use your emotions, use nothing, just your eyes. And you're like, well, if I just use my eyes and I don't hear anything and don't feel anything and don't sense and don't smell anything.
Well, you're only getting like 1/6 of the experience.
Exactly, 1/6 and probably even 1/10 or 1/100, because there's maybe many senses that we're not really conscious about, like intuition, like emotions and...
Yeah.
And all those stuff that we are missing. So the whole idea is to take everything as a whole and just integrate that everythingness
into
our perspective.
The whole idea with the RIC is you're doing that by You were mentioning before to me about you randomly selecting groups of people to form a subgroup within that to formulate some sort of question or idea that then goes to referendum. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So, yeah, the idea is of the RIC, so RIC, referendum initiated by the citizens. It's not a new idea, like it exists for many years, like in different countries. And basically the idea is that instead of choosing our masters once every 5 years, what about we put in place a system where, because that's what electing someone is about, is choosing our masters. So it's very important to reuse the proper words, because like democracy is when the people can make their decisions. It's not when
everybody.
They choose someone to make the decision on their behalf. This is called aristocracy, because when you're going to elect someone, you're going to elect the most competent person, which is the best. And the best is aristos in Greek. So when you choose the best, you are living in an aristocracy. So let's use the right term. This is not a democracy. Election is actually anti-democratic. When you are making some research, electing someone is the opposite of democracy. So why are we calling a regime that is an aristocracy a democracy where election is completely counter-democratic? So if we're not using election, then therefore what can we use to manage the city? And it's called simply randomly chosen. So when you randomly choose people and you choose enough people again, you trust in the collective intelligence, the same way nature is collective intelligence. Like you don't need to elect the tree or elect the mushroom or elect the weeds or elect the bacteria, the worms, the birds. Or everything operates and do what has to be done because that's how reality works. But until now, science always believed that there was no order in creation. So this is assuming that if you're not bringing the order, then everything is going to be chaotic. Well, look at nature, go in a forest. Like you can call that chaos or you can call that beauty. You can actually appreciate the amazing organization and the natural process of how everything is at its own place when you don't intervene, you know? So like there's a lot of things that will have to be readjusting in our understanding of how order and chaos is produced in creation, especially through that new mathematical understanding of that allow to predict prime numbers being the most incredible and the most ununderstood aspect of science. And now we are understanding prime numbers in a way that is like, wow, okay, so we didn't see prime numbers this way. Now we see them and we see a pattern. A cross, like how simple is a cross? Like the perfect balance between that which is above, that which is below, that which is on the left, that which is on the right, perfectly organizing around the 24 wheel, 24 hours, 24, 12 halves of the zodiac time two. Like there's so many symbolism around the 12 and the 24 and the 6, because like it's harmonics. 3, 6, 12, 24 are whole harmonics of each other. And that creates an order that cannot be denied and have a practical application that are revolutionizing science the way we know. So we're going to have to change a lot of our paradigm to adapt to that concept of order and starting to trust a little bit more. Because if there's an order in creation, maybe, just maybe, we should step out a little bit. Maybe we should let...
Allow it to happen,
because it's something to believe that you are a mistake, that you just happened by a random thing, because something path in the past and bing bang and something happened and suddenly out of nowhere you appear. Even if everything looks very well organized, like the system convinced a lot of us that, well, there's just randomness.
Well, there's no randomness, because when I came here to East City, I knew I was going to do something with plasma technology, but always at the back of my mind, I was like, I really need to like learn more about sacred geometry. I really need to learn just 369. How does it relate? What's it all, you know, what are the shapes? How can I do this? And then you just show up on my doorstep. Right? I mean, and then now you're opening that door for me, or you're showing me the door, and then I can go in and choose that. So it is amazing when we stop worrying and we step aside and it actually happens. It just happens the way it's supposed to happen.
And this happened through trust, basically, which is the crisis that we're going right now. We lived in a moment in our existence where we lack trust in ourselves, and that lack of trust actually pushed us to say, well, make decisions on my behalf. And that whole yellow vest revolution is like, well, I need to take my power back, and I need to stand for what is right. And we see that happening with the Epstein, with the Me Too movement, with the pedophile gate, with all this thing, that people are starting to get their empowerment back. And this is the rise of the sacred feminine that is going to bring back the power to the people. And it's a bless to leave that experience and trying to support the group the way I can.
And what's cool about that too is that's always been my goal is to empower us. And you know, this simple technology just does that. Like, you use it as you need it, and when you don't need it, you take it off. And it really does come back down to that self-empowerment and taking back the power. So do you want to go ahead and give us some more details about what the RIC is and how it's going to change your, at least France for now, and hopefully spread around the world?
So first of all, the referendum initiated by the citizens. So if you guys are interested in that topic, you can find me on Facebook. So it's called RIC, R-I-C, Referendum Initiated by the Citizens, Roman Light on Facebook. And I think on YouTube is something similar, Referendum by the Citizen, Roman Light. If you type Yellow Vest Roman Light on YouTube, you should find me, you should find my channel. And you will find a lot of videos where I explain in details what it is. But in a nutshell, the RIC is the idea that for a democracy to operate properly, instead of the people in power to basically trigger a national referendum from their initiative, it has to come from us. So it's the simple idea that if we cannot trigger a national referendum from our own initiative, we cannot call that a democracy. Because a democracy is not like, no matter what you believe about participative democracy or representative democracy, if your words mean nothing, we cannot call that democracy. If your idea can never be expressed, or if you have to beg to be listened, this is not called a democracy. Okay, let's just face it one for all. A democracy is a place where people can influence the system. Not just when 50% of the people go out in the street and do something.
Well, it's not really 50. Some countries, it's like 30 or 40% of the population.
Exactly.
Are the ones, and they have a majority government.
Like in France, Macron has been elected with 40% of the people going voting. 20% of the people who voted for him, and 40% of the people who voted didn't vote. So he actually been elected with less than 10% of the population.
That's pretty bad.
And they still dare to call that a democracy. Less than 10% of the population vote for that guy, and this guy ruled the rest of the population. Now, let's face it, guys, there's a huge, huge, huge problem. Let's also remember that Hitler has been elected. So let's understand that the problem of democracy is there since the beginning. It's not new.
Like,
you put someone in power, you just hope that he's going to be the good guy. But if we are facing a liar, which is the case with Macron, he just lie, you have no chance to stop him. Nothing. So the idea of the RIC is basically that, let's say, for example, I have an idea and I share this idea with you. And the example that I take most of the time is, what would you think about a law that will criminalize every media that will be purchased or owned by a private entity or public entity? And just let the media be owned by their own journalists. What about the law that will criminalize that? Why? Because if the media are not autonomous, if they are not able to say whatever they feel is right or what they feel the people needs to know, then there's always a risk of corruption, no matter if it's coming from the public, so the public power, so we don't have propaganda and all that, or if it's coming from the private, which is again propaganda and influence to follow agenda of the 1%, let's say, for example. So what about a law that will criminalize that? I'm talking to a few people about that idea, and a lot of people were like, you know what, it makes sense. Of course it makes sense. Okay, let's start a petition and let's see if we can gather up to 1% of the population. Okay, let's say 1% of the population agree with you. What the RIC is about is that we want a legal organism that if we can bring, let's say, 1% of the population petition, automatically this open the right to trigger a national referendum to ask the question to the rest of the population, what do you think about this question? Okay? And that's a very simple idea. And for those who believe that it's not possible, well, I will send you back to Switzerland. Switzerland is using the referendum initiated by the citizens for, I think, 150 years or 200 years from now. And have you heard many times Switzerland going in strike? Have you heard many times Switzerland complaining about the last time?
No, they're usually
pretty happy people. It's the most happiest country in the world. Why? Because in that country, people voice value. Today, in all the so-called modern democracy, no matter it's in the West or the East or up or North or now South, whatever, we elect our masters and we hope that there's going to be good rulers. Well, guys, we cannot continue to be that naive. Like, we obviously see that things doesn't work, and it's time for us to take our responsibility. And that's the massive difference between the Yellow Vest movement and Occupy, for example. Occupy just was against the 1%, but they didn't bring any solution. The Yellow Vest movement is about, right, we don't care if you are from the left, from the right, the rich, the poor, the up, the down, the religious, the agnostic, the atheist, the whatever. Are you for an empowerment of your voice, yes or no? If it is, then wear your yellow vest and go and raise your voice. We don't care if you're from the far right, we don't care if you're from the far left, you don't care if you're white, black, Chinese, or whatever. We want everyone to be empowered. We want the individual to really matter, and not just hoping that the people that we elect will matter for us.
So we talked before, so what can you go into detail about the five different RICs?
So the five different, so we, there's infinite amount of RICs, but we identified five type of RICs that will really make a difference in our system if we could apply them. So the first one is called the legislative, which is basically, we think that a law should be questioned, not at the parliament, but should be questioned by the population. And we want that law to be submitted to a referendum. By the way, if a referendum said yes, we don't ask permission to the parliament, we don't ask permission to the senate, we don't ask permission to the president, or we don't ask permission to the constitutional court or supreme court, whatever you call it. If the people said yes, it is law. Why? Because we are the power. We are the employers. We are the boss. They are our employee. And if an employee tell me what I should do, what I shouldn't do, then that guy needs to leave. So people need to completely revert that concept that we are weak, that we are powerless, that they are smarter than us, that they are more powerful than us. They don't. It's just an illusion, okay? It's like the Wizard of Oz, like the guy like behind the curtain, and they are terrified. We are the powerful one, okay? So the first one is the legislative. The second one, so we want a law to be discussed. We want to ask that question to the rest of the population. If the rest of the population say yes, it becomes laws. The second one is abrogatory. So abrogatory means that someone can be, some law can be removed. So if a law has passed and the people just don't want it, for example, GMO labeling, like, okay, there's a law that oblige, don't oblige GMO labeling. You're like, well, we want that law to be removed. Like, we just want it to be removed because we are the power. The parliament and the senate cannot overcome people's wish. That's something that we need to have in our mind. The third one is the revocatory. And the revocatory is that someone that has been elected, a person that has been elected under a program, if that person decides to do exactly the opposite, we don't want to wait another 5 years until we said, sorry, buddy, you're out, okay? And I know a lot of people would think that this would bring a lot of chaos, but at least it will actually clean the politics, because today there's so many people that shouldn't even open their mouth, and that would calm down the corruption and the lobbying and all this. So the revocatory. And the fourth one is the constitutional. So constitutional is that we believe that something needs to be written in the constitution. We do a national referendum. If the people say yes, it becomes a part of the constitution. And this is a very important one, because constitution is the set of laws that are built above any other laws. That this is what structures the whole civilization. Why is it that those laws hasn't been written by the people? why those law has been written by politics, by lawyers, by intellectual, like why the laws cannot be written by everyone and why everyone cannot participate in the writing of those laws. Again, this is common sense. How can you have a peaceful society where the people who should be afraid of the Constitution are the one writing it? And that's all the point that the French people have been through. They're like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, no one ever questioned us and never asked us why the Constitution is never taught at school in France. I don't know if it's the case in America, but we don't get to learn each article of the Constitution at school. I actually had to go and do a degree in law to actually get to hear the word Constitution for the first time. Before that, I never heard about it. I didn't know what Constitution was about. So, and the first time that I heard, like, I was like, really? Like, there's a whole set of law that are overcoming all the set of law of the system. And you feel stupid, you feel ashamed, and you're like, well, this is not my fault, it's the failure of the educational system. And I don't want to be too much conspiracy on that, but obviously, if those people wrote the laws themselves, they don't have, it's not really in their interest to educate you, to know how the whole pyramid works. And those, the smallest triangle on the top of the pyramid is the Constitution. So the fourth one is the constitutional referendum initiated by the citizen. And we believe that just with those four principles, we can already starting to get a proper democracy that will operate normally. For those who believe that I don't want to express my opinion every week or whatever, that's fine. The Swiss had put in place a system where every 3 months, there's one day where people have to go and tick 10 questions. Okay, so there's the
they just
one
come up with they come up with the 10 issues that they want to talk about.
The 10 questions that have received more opinion in the polls and in the petitions, and for those who hasn't been yet used, well, maybe 3 months later there's going to be some space.
Right.
So, 10 questions every 3 months to get the proper civilization that you want. That makes sense. That just bloody makes sense. And we can even do something much better today. We can use blockchain technology to the possibility to vote directly on your phone. Like, people spend their time voting for stupid bachelor stuff online. That doesn't make any sense. But if you're asking them, well, what do you think about GMOs in your plate? Like, are you for or against? Well, if I can vote against, I'm happy to put a no. Well,
it doesn't take any time out of their
it
day.
It takes nothing. But the politics would always tell us that or we are too lazy, or it's too complicated, or we are too stupid. And what we tell them in France is that if we're too stupid to make decisions for our own future, what makes you believe that we are not too stupid to vote for you?
I know. I heard this
already. This is the end of the debate. It's like, well, there's nothing really much that they can say.
Nobody can
because they shoot the bullet into their foot. It's like, well, if we are too stupid to make decisions for our own future, well, maybe we can't even choose you because, like, we're too stupid. So, end of the story. So it's a no-go zone. It's checkmate. People cannot debate on those topics. And the TV never allow to have debates on that because they just look stupid straight away. There's nothing, because the whole idea of democracy is to lie to people about what is the true nature of democracy and make everyone believe they have freedom because they're choosing their masters. But when you tell them, well, if democracy is the source of your power, you should be happy that people can express themselves. Well, no, you know, because, well, buddy, checkmate.
Well, on that note, I think we can wrap up here. So it's been a real pleasure actually having you, hearing from you and somebody from the other side where we don't get to hear too much, and your ideas about sacred geometry and the RIC and all that are fantastic, and I hope hope we can spread those over here too. So thank you again.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll call it there.
See you guys. Take care.